Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, guys. Stella Ringer here, your chief of aging fabulous. And Zeal family, we know the mission and assignment, right? To age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. But what do men think? So I have a surprise for you today where we're bringing men to the table for real talk conversations around women and aging. So let's get to it. Welcome to Her Evolution, His Perspective. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you taking the time and really being open to talk about a subject that we don't talk enough about with you guys. Now, as women, we talk about it. Now, you may talk to your partners or your wives about it, but we're going to talk about this collectively and openly, okay? So let's get to it. So we're going to start about general women and aging and really society, okay? Because now, don't get mad at me. I think society kind of has a double standard. So when men age, you guys are more powerful and more distinctive. When women age, we can kind of be devalued sometimes. So we're going to start with you, Patrick, on what do you think or why do you think society may kind of have a difference as women age?
Maybe some of it has to do with pop culture. Pop culture has a large influence on what happens in people's psyches and in their minds. But when I think about women that I encounter the most, it's in the workplace.
Okay.
And I think about the workplace, you think about a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that has their personal self and their workplace persona.
Yeah.
And no matter what they're going through, and either of those, they can show up at both of those places, right? And I've experienced and seen women do quite well throughout the transitions in life. As long as they remain authentic, true to who they are, block out the outside noise, and don't allow influences like social media to creep into their psyche.
Yeah, the social media piece. And I think whether you're a woman or not, you know, it can kind of get to you sometimes if you're out there scrolling, because we have to remember that social media is all the perfect things, right? Sometimes it's not as real as people may portray it to be. But I agree with you. I think it's so important to be your own authentic self, whether you're male or female. But I think when women age, sometimes we feel like we can't be our authentic selves because we are aging. So what about women and confidence as we age? And we can kind of go over to Eric for this one. What's your perspective, Eric, as you think about even your wife and friends of your wives, your aunts, et cetera? As women age, do you feel some are more confident, or do we kind of shy away because we are aging? Because we get it. Things change physically and emotionally for all of us as we age. But what's your perspective on as women age?
Sure. I think the confidence absolutely grows with time. I've been married to my wife, and we've been together actually since high school. So I've known her for over 40 years.
Wow.
So my experience is with somebody that I have aged with, and I have seen her confidence grow dramatically. I have seen her her inner self become stronger as she ages. And hopefully I am helping to provide a catalyst for that. You know, it's my job to help do that. And so, you know, it's not something that women should ever be on their own in the process as they age. That is all of our responsibilities to work together to make them the best person they can be, and vice versa. I mean, I think we're all working together. But yeah, it's been, you know, with my sisters, workplace co-workers, it's been amazing to see a transition through my lifetime as I've seen amazing women take on great roles as they age.
And
the authentic self, I think what you were talking about is what I think is going to be the constant with everything we talk about today. Maintaining authenticity from, you know, your earliest age, and then watching that grow and becoming even stronger through age.
Awesome. And I agree with, again, just the support needed, because I think we as women sometimes, we don't talk to our partners about aging, because sometimes, you know, we feel a little ashamed. And I know I've heard that from several women, like as we get older, and the whole menopause piece is another conversation. So how do you think, Al, and then I'll have Fred answer the same question, how do you support, learn, uplift, just you and me? I think we've had the conversation around menopause, and like you've said before, how can I help? Because I'm irritable, because I'm, you know, the emotions are just all over. So tell me, what's your perspective on kind of support?
Well, I think first of all, it's understanding what it is, mm-hmm. menopause is. And I think that's the key. Me not knowing that kind of made it a little bit more difficult. So I had to understand what is, mm-hmm. what does that do for you as a female? And if females is different, each female can go through a
that's
different
right.
phase.
Correct.
Of menopause, and the impact could be different.
Yes.
So understanding what it is and how it could affect, and then having that knowledge to understand, okay, now how can I support? One, by asking.
That's
but
true.
Two, understanding what is it, what's this all about, and then being able to support you to get through it, because that's important. It's a process.
It is. It is.
My job and our job is to help you all through that process.
And we appreciate it, honey. You're doing a good job. Thank you for helping me through. Now, Fred, I was going to say answer the same question, but you bring up a good point, Al, on asking and understanding, right? So menopause is still taboo as we think about it. Even as women, like I said, we talk about it in groups, but I don't know how well we talk to our partners about it. So, Fred, why do you think it's such a topic that's so taboo that we don't talk about it as much?
Well, I always wanted to avoid the conversation about the M&Ms. Uh-huh. Menstrual and menopause.
Yeah.
So because of just what we've heard, mm-hmm. as we tend to shy away. But I understand having knowledge of the impact, how it affects, then lead us to being more supported.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always viewed it as we should be there for you, provide that safe space, that mm-hmm. comfortable space to unload your burdens and mm-hmm. to, you know, after boxing in whatever arena that you're in, when you come home, you've got a corner man.
Yes.
And we're there with refreshment, mm-hmm. there to cheer you on, to rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we don't know what's
right.
needed. Mm-hmm. And we do shy away. So it's our fault for not seeking mm-hmm. to understand and to mm-hmm. really encourage you to share with us.
Mm-hmm. And I think the onus is on us, too. I agree. It's twofold. Asking, but then us sharing as well. And I think the more that you guys and men just in general, that we can have the real conversation around it, I think the better. But I think the onus is on both us sharing with you so you can educate you guys on what it's all about. And then you guys asking too as well.
True, because I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
So amen. It's going to happen.
And it's like, we got to get prepared. It's, mm-hmm. it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be ready, fair for when it happens, so we get through it, and we all can enjoy it as much as possible if that's such a thing.
Exactly, and it is. It is. It's like you said. It's inevitable. It's a natural part of life. So you're going to experience it regardless. So again, the more we can talk about it, I think the better on our side from a female standpoint, and on y'all's side to educate as well.
Well, the best thing that we can do as men is listen, you know, with the best ears that we have. We have to hear, you know, how the conversation starts, because that's the critical part of how everything goes from that point.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not using our listening ears and being extremely attentive to what the needs are, the needs don't get met.
That's right. I love that. I love the listening part. Yes, us sharing, but just listening. And again, I know sometimes from a society perspective, you can hear different things, like you mentioned, Fred. And every woman is different. So as we age and as those things change, again, physically and emotionally, it's just having the conversation.
I would also add that to the listening piece, it's very important for both parties to ask the right questions.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So to start out something general, such as, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm okay. No, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then your partner asking four questions.
Yes.
How can I support?
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe what you're experiencing? Mm-hmm. So I think that helps the listener understand exactly what is going on.
Yes.
That, all right, this is a phase of life that this person is going through, but I need to support that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can listen more intently around what we can do to help. But it requires a vulnerability on the part of the person that's had an experience.
That's right. That
even if they can't name it, they can describe it.
Yes.
Or even say, hey, I'm not really sure, but things just feel.
Yeah. I love that, Patrick, because you're right. Everybody's different. And sometimes you don't know. Like, I just know, like you said, I just know something is different.
Yeah.
I just know something is happening to me. And I know it happens to men as well as you guys age also. But again, as we think about women, it's just sometimes we just don't know how we're feeling. We just know something is different.
I think for me, like you said, I dated my wife from her teen years, 20s, 30s, and I've seen the evolution. I've seen the confidence build and all that. And the trickiest part is being able to set the thermostat.
That's right. That's right.
That's the old ticket, sure.
Well, I didn't really mean the physical temperature that I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
The discussion.
Yeah.
So when we come in hot, so if you're somewhat irritable and all the things that, you know, light changes bring, you come in hot. And that was my problem. My wife came in and she was irritated. And our conversation could start out heated as opposed to setting it to the level that we can open share. And, you know, when you're upset, agitate, then you're not as open.
That's right.
And they don't come across as a therapeutic conversation or as a combative.
Yeah.
So just being able to temper that. So 38 years of marriage has finally taught me that, hey, I want it. I need to set the thermostat to a degree to have it.
And I'm literally talking about the temperature that, of the room. Because we know, yes, but you are absolutely, because, and it's both of them. What Fred said, you're right. And I think sometimes we may feel as women like, you should know this. Like, you should know. Like, but again, the onus is on us to ensure that we're telling you how we're feeling. So you're right. But the temperature thing is real. Al and I, he knows. Is high, then it's like I'm freezing, and then I'm hot. So,
straight ego.
But you've been a trooper, Al. Thank you. You've been a trooper. So last question, guys, and I would love for each of you to answer. So what's something women over 40, specifically women over 40 is what we're talking about, because even with zeal, it's always when you turn 40 usually, it's when you hear that little person on your shoulders like, you may not be as pretty as you used to be, or does your husband still think you're sexy, and all the things that kind of come with, like, right when you turn 40. So what's something women over 40 should never apologize for? And Fred, we'll start with you. What should we, and I'm way over 40, but what should we never apologize for?
I would say never apologize for claiming your own space and claiming the time needed to
Yes.
yourself.
Yes.
So
self-care.
Yes, self-care. So I'm quick to suggest, hey, you know what? Go to the spa.
Yes.
What do you need? Go there. And I understand, because you really, women have really depleted themselves. They have given a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look back and see it. All the things from the children, caregiving to their parents.
Yep.
All those things you put on, even putting their career on hold to support mine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've earned that. Yes. So never apologize.
Amen. Never apologize for self-care, because it's definitely, definitely needed. Eric, what's your take?
I would say never apologize. And I don't know that it even is limited to over 40, but especially so maybe. Never apologize for your true inner authentic self.
Yes.
Never apologize for who you were, who mm-hmm. you've become, and who you're going to be. Because that's what makes the strong women strong. And that's the best person that they can be and the best person that we can help support.
Love it. Yes. Never apologize for evolving into who you are, because I'm sure you guys don't want us to be the same person you married or dated or whatever 10 years ago. You just like we don't want you guys to be the same. So the evolution part, I think, is great.
And with that true sense of individualism, you know, something that is not influenced by social media, that's mm-hmm. not influenced by broader pop culture, to, you know, be who you are. And that is still magnetic.
Awesome. Al?
I would say you should never apologize for being 40.
Yes.
Because aging is inevitable. If you're not aging, then you're not living.
It beats the alternative.
Right?
Yes.
When you think about it, it's like you should never apologize. You should embrace it mm-hmm. because apologize. You shouldn't apologize for being 40, because what you're doing is you're looking forward to being 50.
Yes.
And
yes. Uh-huh.
And from my perspective and from what I have experienced, it's like fine wine. You've gotten better.
Oh.
When you're 40, that's mm-hmm. how you've grown, the confidence. Mm-hmm. I laugh about feel because yeah. I especially see that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I would say to every woman, don't apologize for me for mm-hmm. you. Do mm-hmm. you? Mm-hmm. Do.
Thank you. Patrick, take us home.
Yeah. So the question is, what should a woman not apologize for before?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a different tack
okay.
and say that, well, we all have self-talk, and that inner voice that's on mm-hmm. your shoulder mm-hmm. saying various things. It's true.
Yeah.
A couple of affirmations you could repeat to yourself and mm-hmm. pour it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, at my worst, mm. I'm better than most.
Mm. Yes.
At my worst, I'm better than most.
Mm-hmm.
And at my age and stage, I need to continue to start where I am,
mm-hmm.
use what I have,
mm-hmm.
and do the right
thing. Yes. Love it. And the affirmations are great. I think that's something we've talked about as women, too, is that if you don't feel confident in yourself and really affirm yourself,
right.
then no one else will.
Right.
And we love to hear it yeah. from you guys and from other people, but we have to believe it in our hearts and in our souls as well. Well, this was awesome. Thank y'all so, so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And we're going to have you back, too. I think we're going to be on to something now, where now that we've had men on the show, Zeal Family, we're on to something now. We're going to have them back. We're going to have some additional men, too, because we love to hear from you guys. We do. So thanks so much. So, Zeal family, that's a wrap, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.